News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Founded in 1997 in Galway and chaired by a very well-known face and voice here in News Talk, Bobby Kerr, Insomnia Coffee was the first of the new wave of American-style frothy coffees in Ireland, which overwhelmingly drank tea up to that point. Bobby may have moved on, but the Irish love affair with modern coffee continues at a pace to the point where coffee has supplanted tea, and Insomnia now has 157 outlets on both sides of the Irish Sea. Harry O'Kelly is the chief executive of Insomnia Coffee, who I am told doesn't even drink the stuff. Is that true, Harry?
Oh, no, it's not. let me think. No, definitely flat white, my tipple of choice, Joe, for sure.
And you sell a fair few of those. How many cups would you sell a day of coffee?
Oh, a day. Look, I'll put it into an annual number. We probably exceed 40 million cups of hot beverage on an annualized basis. As I say, we have 157 stores you just mentioned. Actually, 156, Joe. We're just about to open in Liffey Valley Shopping Centre next week. So that will be
I'm a week ahead of time.
You're a week ahead. And our second opening of the year, which is great, with probably another... I think 6 to 8 planned for the year in all channels. So, a good year ahead for sure.
Talking of channels, Insomnia used to be independent, kind of standalone stores, but much of your business is now inside other stores, whether it's Spar or Mace supermarkets or other outlets.
Yeah, look, right now about half our stores are company-owned, company-managed, the other half franchised. And you're right, BWG, a very important partner. You mentioned some of the portfolio of brands it has, Mace, Eurospar, Spar, and of course Excel and Londis. So yeah, we pop up on those. They have a strategy where they have a number of brands. Luckily, we are the brand that I would say is in approximately 60% of those stores. So very fortunate. Yeah.
Mm. Have we peaked with coffee drinking in Ireland yet? In other words, we've gone from a very low base when Insomnia first opened in the late 90s to a situation where we drink more coffee now than tea. Have we peaked at that?
Joe, if I could count how many people have asked me that question over the last number of decades, no, definitely not. Like I could think of 20 towns we'd love to find a location. I can think of a number of shopping centres that we're not in. I can think of transport hubs. So definitely not. There's loads of room for everybody and coffee will continue to grow exponentially, I think, over the next sort of 5 to 10 years, 100%.
Now, it's getting pricey. The wholesale prices of coffee have gone mad in the last 2 or 3 years. And it's totally normal now to be charged at least €4, sometimes €4.50 for a milky coffee.
Yeah, look, that's something you know we think an awful lot about. You're absolutely right. The €4 barrier has been broken. But I think, if you look at the cumulative impact over the last number of years in terms of input costs, can I give you maybe 2 or 3 numbers? Mm. Coffee as a commodity in the last 3 years has doubled. Power in the last 3 years has doubled. Cocoa beans has doubled. Mm. And the big one that everyone kind of forgets but is a massive constituent of a cup price is milk. Milk in the last 3 years has risen by 80%.
Wow.
Yeah. And so those input costs together with payroll, and payroll, as we all know, since 2020 has risen by 40%. Those are enormous numbers, Joe. So feed into that.
The price. But is the price still inelastic? In other words, if it goes beyond €5, do people start rethinking their habits?
Yeah, I think it's something we agonize an awful lot about. Like the first port of call, we'll try and mitigate as much as we can with our supply chain partners. And if that means, tendering, so long as we get the service and product of the quality we require, we'll do that. So that's our first port of call. But you are right. It's something that we feel you keep pushing price. That's undoubtedly going to have an impact on people's frequency and the demand. So we're very conscious of that. We keep a close eye on the market. There's a lot of competitive analysis done on a very regular basis to see where we sit and others. It is a concern. I think we're a little way off that, Joe, thankfully.
Right.
And with a little bit of luck, if as is in the, you know, the program for government, takes a little bit of a reduction, I think that could mitigate any significant price increase in 26.
Yeah, the previous government, the previous coalition raised the cost of doing business, including employment costs that you mentioned,
quite
a bit. And that must have annoyed you guys. Do you think the current government gets the problems that they have caused?
I think they do. I think they're holding or if we take auto enrollment, that's slightly delayed. I think they'll have a look at, where the minimum wage is in relation to the living wage. And I think they'll phase it out a little bit more. That's our view internally.
Mm. And I believe you're just back from Mount Everest.
Yeah, did a trip with a couple of very good friends and my son, Matthew. We were up there last year, but it was just amazing. Got to base camp
And you've been, for the benefit of Focus Ireland, which is a very worthy charity.
For sure. Delighted to support them.
Well, thank you very much for getting up early and joining us on the show. That's Harry O'Kelly, the Chief Executive of Insomnia Coffee.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.